This is Camaldi on 2MCE, community radio in the central west of New South Wales, 92.3 on your dial in Bathurst, 94.7 in Orange. And we are streaming to the world, 2MCE.org. Good to have you along this afternoon. My name is Bruce Cameron, and the program today begins with a track by a good group called The Unwanted. We will hear Out on the Western Plains and Jenny's Welcome to Charlie, sung by Shamie O'Dowd. Also in the trio are Rick Epping and Kathy Jordan. Hippie. That's Out on the Western Plains, and a bit of instrumental there. Jenny's Welcome to Charlie by the trio The Unwanted, who are Shamey O'Dowd, Rick Epping and Kathy Jordan. We'll move now to a couple of tracks by the group Galundina from Portugal. First, an instrumental called Capel Geraldo. Then a track I've played a few times on the program before, Senhor Galundum.
Senhor Galundum, Galundaina, Senhor Galundum, Galundaina, Senhor Galundum, Galundaina, Senhor Galundum. Yeah.
That's two tracks from an album called Senhor Galandum by the group Galandum Galandaina from Portugal, up the Douro River near the border with Spain. They sing mostly in a language called Mirandês, which is kind of Galician Portuguese with some Spanish words mixed in. I don't play that album enough. I play it occasionally in the car, but you can't hear that unless I have the windows wound down. You're listening to Come All Ye. Bruce Cameron's my name. Pleased to have you along. Here's an instrumental called The Snipe by a chap named Callum Stewart, who plays the English Eland pipes and flute. English Eland pipes? Fancy that.
Thank you.
English Eland Pipes. There you go. Callum Stewart was the piper from a lovely album called True North. That was The Snipe. Now we'll move a little bit to the right of England, geographically, not politically necessarily, to Brittany, the group Cornog. They formed, I think, when Jamie McMenemy left Battlefield Band and moved over to that part of France, Brittany. That explains the Scottish voice for this next track. It's a song called Bonnie Jean Cameron. Well, might be a relation, but not for 250 years or so. She was a close personal friend, nudge, nudge, of Prince Charlie, Prince Charles Edward Stuart, that is. This group, Cornog, featured the guitar of Soig Sibberil, a very fine Breton guitarist who died in April 2025. He was 70, and he left a great legacy of music.
Bonnie Jean Cameron, oh how she was sick and likely to die. But the only thing they could recommend her, oh, was Eye Blythe Blink or the Young Pretender. And re-ro-re, Bonnie Jean Cameron, re-ro-re, Bonnie Jean. And the doctor was sent for, see if he could cure her. Quickly he came, he made no delay. But the only thing he could recommend her, oh, was Eye Blythe Blink or the Young Pretender. And re-ro-re, Bonnie Jean Cameron, re-ro-re, Bonnie Jean. And to Charlie she wrote a very long letter, who were his friends and who were his foes. I and our words were sweet and tender, oh, to win the heart of the young pretender. And re-ro-re, Bonnie Jean Cameron, re-ro-re, Bonnie Jean. And scarce had she sealed the letter with her ring, when up through the door and in came our king. Oh, she prayed to the saints, bad angels defend her. Then she sank in the arms of the young pretender. And re-ro-re, Bonnie Jean Cameron, re-ro-re, Bonnie Jean. And you've all heard, oh, Bonnie Jean Cameron, oh, how she was sick and likely to die. But the only thing they could recommend her, oh, was Eye Blythe Blink or the Young Pretender. And re-ro-re, Bonnie Jean Cameron, re-ro-re, Bonnie Jean, re-ro-re, Bonnie Jean Cameron, re-ro-re, Bonnie Jean. Oh.
Yes, thank you very much, Bonnie Jean Cameron, from the album called Premiere, Music from Brittany, featuring that track from Cornog, the voice of Jamie McMenemy, and the guitar of Soig Sibberill, who died in early April 2025. Next on Come All Ye, I'm going to play a track, two tracks, hang the expense, two tracks, by a duo who called themselves La Liu, Jerry O'Connor and Enya Neulahan. They were a couple, I think, at the time of this recording. Maybe not. No, maybe not. Oh, yes, they were. Of course they were. Until, sadly, Enya Neulahan passed away in 1999. At the time, this duo performed as La Liu. He plays fiddle. She played flute. We will hear, as I said, two tracks. First one, a set of tunes, Malvana Hulahorn, Cullinan. No, it's not. Malbunne Cullinan, Fair Molly Hollywood. That's basically the translation. And a slow reel called The Destitution. And I'll let them keep going with a couple of hornpipes, Sterling Tom and Tommy Vettis. This is La Liu.
Sumalier wohelon long is tag she a krieg and warny loch. Is father long wormy wormy? Is father long wormy o Jimmy she? Is father long he's a gesuasi? Molly are one equalinum. Da vecus on tog and a hog. In a hasuar ward na linga shaw, a ogani shaw hitch molo, his mishama wani chilinam. His father a wormy wormy, his father a wormy o Jimmy she, his father a he's a gesuasi, mani ya wani. Thank you.
fiddling there from Jerry O'Connor, accompanied by his late wife, Enya Neolahorn, who wasn't his late wife when she recorded with him. Just saying. The album, La Lu, which went on to become the name of the duet. The duo, rather. Not the duet. The duo. Right. Now, time to introduce you to the featured album. This is a group called The Half Room. It's another Irish album. The album is called The Half Room. It's their first album, released early in 2025. Pauline Scanlon, who's been heard on the program quite often. Nicola Joyce, ditto. Owen Wynn plays nylon string guitar and banjo. And Fabian Joyce, steel string guitar. And occasionally Alex Borthwick playing keyboards. And there's even a track with him playing trombone. Now, the opening track is called Will You Go to Flanders? And I've played this quite often, I guess, over the years, but I'll give you a bit of a background. The first couple of verses are supposed to be, were supposed to originated around the time of the Duke of Marlborough's campaign in Flanders in the very early 18th century during the War of the Spanish Succession. Then lo and behold, in the first half of the 20th century, along came World War I and a lot more action in Flanders, kind of renewed interest in that in the song, but didn't have a lot of verses. So much later on, Billy Ross from the group Ossian wrote some other verses, basically on the theme of the earlier verses in the song, the futility of glorifying war. True enough. Will You Go to Flanders is not to be confused with the poem In Flanders Fields, The Poppies Blow Between the Crosses, Row on Row, etc., etc. That was a poem written during the First World War by a chap named John McCrae, who was a doctor from Canada and wasn't very happy at the time because one of his good mates had just been killed in the Second Battle of Ypres. However, that's got nothing to do, well, nothing really to do with this song. Will You Go to Flanders? Born in 1706, thereabouts, renewed in the mid-20th century and presented here on a new album released in 2025 by the group The Half Room, our featured album today.
You'll see the place.
Fairly sparse accompaniment on this album. They focus very much on the four voices. Not that we heard all four of them in that song, but you get the idea. Will You Go to Flanders? From the featured album today, the self-titled album by The Half Room. June Tabor recorded that song some years ago, and she said on the sleeve notes to her album that it, of course, is also applicable to the First World War, not just the War of the Spanish Succession. She goes on, we recorded this version just before the Flanders Field Museum opened in Ypres in Belgium. And it's actually the first thing you hear as you walk into the museum, her version of that song. Or at least that's what she wrote at the time. Maybe they've updated it. They might have something by Metallica now. I don't know. I've not been there. But there we have the first track from our featured album, More to Come, in just a little while. We'll change the tempo considerably with the Yes Yes Boys.
Into drinking gin. Well, that's one of my four reasons. Well, she hits the gas and then the brakes and makes that traffic do double takes. Well, that's two of my four reasons. And when I'm in a hurry, she always makes me late. When I turn a corner, that's when that gal goes straight. Since I told you this, my mind's at ease. Well, that's all of my four reasons. Let's go!
Oh, yes, that's four reasons. From the Yes Yes Boys, a group that came out of Washington State for that album called Why Say No. Del Rey was one of the main vocalists on that album, although she wasn't leading that one. Next on Come All Ye, we look back to 1973 to the first album by the Irish folk supergroup Planxty. And I'll take a track called Only Our Rivers, featuring the voice of Christy Moore. And his voice has changed a bit since 1973 because, well, not just because, but it has anyway, because he's turned 80 on the 7th of May. Christy Moore has hit 80.
When apples still grow in November, when blossoms still grow from each tree, when leaves are still green in December, it's then that our land will be free. I wander her hills and valleys, and still through my sorrow I see a land that has never known freedom, and only her rivers run free. Depth of her manhood, those men who would rather have died than to live in the cold chains of bondage, to bring back their rights were denied. Oh, where are you now when we need you? What burns where the flame used to be? Are you gone like the snows of last winter? And will only your rivers run free? We're crying, how mellow the wine that we're drying, how fragrant the rose, but it's dying, how gentle the wind, but it sighs. What good is in youth when it's aging? What joy is in eyes that can see when there's sorrow in sunshine and flowers, and still only our rivers run free?
...1973, that was recorded by Planxty on their self-titled album, first album, featuring the voice of Christy Moore, who turned 80 on the 7th of May 2025. Now, Le Vin du Nord from Quebec bring us the next one. It's called La Centaurée. It's a medley of tunes, I think, some traditional tunes, and I think there's one by band member André Brunet. So much French-Canadian music is described as spirited, and that one, no exception, the group Le Vent du Nord. You're listening to Come All Ye, another one now from the featured album, also its origins in Canada. It's a song called Lock Keeper. It was composed by the Canadian singer-songwriter Stan Rogers. But here, it's on the featured album today, The Half Room by The Half Room.
Again, lock keeper, made it even deeper than the time before. Oriental oil and tea brought down from Singapore. We wait for my luck to cycle. Say my wife's just given me a son. Son, you cry, is that all that you've done? She wears bougainvillea blossoms, pluck them from her hair and toss them in the tide. Sweep her in your arms and carry her inside. Her sight catch on your shoulder. Moonlit eyes grow bold and wiser through her tears. And I'd say, how could you stand to leave her for a year? Come with me, say, where the Southern Cross rides high upon your shoulder. Come with me, cry. Each day you tend this luck, you're one day older, while your blood runs colder. But that anchor chain's a fetter, with it you are tethered to. And I wouldn't trade your life for 1 hour of hope. Sure, I'm stuck here on the seaway while you compensate for leeway through the trade. And you shoot the stars to see the miles you you've riven. Which of these has given us more love or life? You, your tropic mates, or me, my wife? Come with me, say, where the Southern Cross rides high upon your shore. Me cry. Each day you tend this lot, you're one day older, while your blood runs colder. But that anchor chain's a fetter, with it you are tethered to. And I wouldn't trade your life for 1 hour home. But that anchor chain's a fetter, with it you are tethered to the foam. And I wouldn't trade your life for 1 hour.
Stan Rogers' fine song, given new life there by The Half Room on their self-titled album, which is our featured album today on Come All Ye. I hope you're enjoying it. ¶¶
remembers chains hath bound me. Fond memory brings the light of other days around me. The smiles, the tears, the childhood years, the words of love then spoken, the eyes that shone, now dimmed and gone, the cheerful hearts now broken. Thus in the stilly night our slumber's chains hath bound me. Sad memory brings the light of other days around me.
Play that track every now and again because I think it's a cracker. Eleanor McAvoy, Oft in the Stilly Night, a poem written by Thomas Moore. Eleanor McAvoy recorded it as part of her Thomas Moore project. So that is exactly what it says on the tin. Lots of material from Thomas Moore, who was a wonderful 19th century poet. Next on Come All Ye, we'll cross the Atlantic to hear from Earl Scruggs, Doc Watson and Ricky Skaggs and Alison Krauss. Well, with Alison Krauss, perhaps, because the album's called The Three Pickers. Alison Krauss, more of a strummer, you might say. But this is a song, Down in the Valley to Pray, and I think I'll continue with another track from the same album called Pick Along.
As I went down in the valley to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Come on, fathers, and let's go down. Come on down, don't you want to go down? Come on, fathers, and let's go down, down in the valley to pray. As I went down in the valley to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Come on, mothers, and let's go down. Come on down, don't you want to go down? Come on, mothers, and let's go down, down in the valley to pray. As I went down in the valley to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown, good Lord, show me the way. Come on, brothers, and let's go down. Come on down, don't you want to go down? Come on, brothers, and let's go down, down in the valley to pray. As I went down in the valley to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Come on, sisters, let's go down. Come on down, don't you want to go down? Come on, sisters, let's go down, down in the valley to pray. As I went down in the valley to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Come on, sinners, let's go down. Come on down, don't you want to go down? Come on, sinners, let's go down, down in the valley to pray.
This is one of your tunes, isn't it, Earl?
Yeah, it is.
It's called Pick Along. All right, Earl.
Kids Go Mad. That's Doc Watson and Ricky Skaggs and Earl Scruggs, recorded in 2002. They harmonised beautifully there, along with Alison Krauss. On that first track, which was Down in the Valley to Pray, Doc Watson taking the lead, but beautiful harmonies all the way through. And then Pick Along, it's having a bit of a jam. One of my favourite groups in recent times, a trio called the Young'uns from the northeast of England. This is an album called I Feel Like a Young'un, a song called Rolling Up, Rolling Down, and I should tell you that it refers to T-E-U. You'll hear the term T-E-U and T-E-Us in the song. Container ship capacity is measured in standard 20-foot equivalent units, because they're the containers. 20-foot equivalent units, T-E-U. Got it? Right, here we go.
Rolling up and rolling down, we all get drunk in Tilbury Town. 24 hours to turn around and go rolling down the river.
When first I saw a T.E.U.
rolling up and rolling down,
I wondered where they stored the crew
to go rolling down the river. Roll it up and roll it down. We'll all get drunk in Tilbury Town. 24 hours to turn around and go rolling down the river.
Well, cargo, it comes in TEUs.
Rolling up and rolling down.
Well, a 20-foot box, boys, filled with booze.
To go rolling down the river. Rolling up and rolling down. We'll all get drunk in Tilbury Town. 24 hours to turn around and go rolling down the river.
There's a Tilbury girl called Kettle Jane.
Rolling up and rolling down.
First on the boil and off again.
To go rolling down the river. Rolling up and rolling down. We'll all get drunk in Tilbury Town. 24 hours to turn around and go rolling down the river.
Well, she's got a mate called Teapot Ann.
Rolling up and rolling down.
Well, she gets well brewed, she likes a man.
To go rolling down the river. Rolling up and rolling down. We'll all get drunk in Tilbury Town. 24 hours to turn around and go rolling down the river.
Well, those Tilbury girls, they go round in pairs.
Rolling up and rolling down.
Well, you'll not catch them unawares.
To go rolling down the river. Rolling up and rolling down. We all get drunk in Tilbury Town. 24 hours to turn around and go rolling down the river.
Well, we're the boys for to see her through.
Rolling up and rolling down.
Hell with the channel and the TU.
Let's go down the river. Rolling up and rolling down. We'll all get drunk in Tilbury Town. 24 hours to turn around and go rolling down the river. Rolling up and rolling down. We'll all get drunk in Tilbury Town. 24 hours to turn around and go rolling down the river.
Thank you.
Scottish group called Deaf Shepherd, with a set of tunes, The Ewest Dance, Lady Madelina Sinclair, Grant's Reel, Dunce Dings Awe, and Hag's Castle, from an album called Even in the Rain. And before that, Rolling Up, Rolling Down by the Young'uns from their terrific album called I Feel Like a Young'un. Next on Come All Ye, I'm going to play a track or two from the National Folk Festival, Australian National Folk Festival. First one's Billabong Blues from a performer who calls himself Sour Sob Bob, and it's a kind of weird update of Waltzing Matilda. That'll just give you a bit of a clue. And then we'll go to Norfolk Island for the second track. It's called Rhythm of the Hula, from George Christian, known as Tuffy, George Tuffy Christian. Both of these turn up on one of the compilation albums released by the Australian National Folk Festival.
Southwest of Alice Springs, where the sand is red and the mulga grows. Jimmy left for Queensland to avoid a bit of trouble and to see the cane toads. Jimmy travelled lightly in his old Toyota. He took his sister's swag and his rifle too, a 22. Then driving through the national parks where animals have lost their fear, he came across a big mob of kangaroos and some emus, and he said, ooh, ah, and they didn't get very far. Yeah, he said, ooh, ah, and they didn't get very far. Channel by the waterhole, he built himself a fire and began to cook. When along came a busload of hungry tourists, they saw Jim there and they stopped to look. One of them said, is that an Aboriginal cultural display that I see over there? But Jim said, now come over mate, 'cause there's plenty to share. All he is, don't just stop and stare. And they said, thanks, that sounds great. And they came over and ate. And then they had their fill and they went. And they was happy and Jim was content. Then down came the ranger in his four-wheel drive and his book of rules 1, 2, 53. He said, you're not camping in a designated camping spot, and what are all these dead protected animals that I see here? But Jim said, no way bro, this is my land, this is my food, you can't take this away from me. But the ranger started talking about big fines and even prison cells and showing no signs of clemency. He said, ooh, ah, I think you better come with me in the car. Yeah, he said, ooh, ah, put out your fire, come with me in the car. Well, Jimmy didn't like the sound of any of that none. He made up his mind there and there to run. He said, I'm not getting into your four-wheel drive. You're not taking me alive, you'll have to shoot me. Then he ran to the water's edge and jumped in, but he'd eaten too much and he couldn't swim. He said, ooh, ah, when he didn't get very far. Yeah, he said, ooh. Up that way, Jim's ghost is by the waterhole, so they say. But for myself, I just think it's the wind in the breeze saying, who'll come along?
let the rhythm for the hula go out through the Pacific from Hawaii to New Zealand. Let it flow
Tuffy Christian and the rhythm of the hula. He's descended from Fletcher Christian, one of the mutineers from the Bounty. Before that, a fellow from South Australia called Sow Sob Bob and Billabong Blues, kind of an update of Waltzing Matilda. Another one now from the featured album. This is, on this album, it's called Lisbon, but usually it's known as William and Nancy's Parting. It's an old song, featured album, The Half Room, by The Half Room.
It was on one Whitsun Wednesday, the 14th day of May, that we untied our anchor, and so we sailed away, where the sun do shine most glorious to Lisbon. Bound, where the hills and fields are dainted with pretty maidens around. I wrote a letter to Nancy that she might understand that I was going to leave her to some foreign land. She said, my dearest William, these words will break my heart. Oh, let us married be tonight before the dew do start. For 10 long weeks and better, love, I've been with child by thee. So stay at home, dear William. Be kind and marry me. Our captain has commanded us, and I shall have to go. For the queen's in want of men, my love, and I cannot answer no. Oh, I'll cut off my yellow hair, men's clothing I'll put on, and I will go along with you and be your waiting man. And when it is your watch on deck, your duty I will do. I'll brave the field of battle, love, so I could go with you. Your pretty little fingers, they are both long and small. Your waist, it is too slender, love, to face the cannonball. For the cannons they do rattle and the blazing bullets fly, and the silver trumpets they do sound to drown the mournful cry. Pray do not talk of danger, for love is my desire. And I will go along with you, and with you spend my time. And I will travel through France and Spain, all for to be your bride. And it's on the field of battle I will lay down by your side. I will lay down by your side. It was on one Whitsun Wednesday, the 14th day of May, that we untied our anchor, and so we sailed away. Where the sun do shine most glorious, to Lisbon we were bound. Where the hills and fields are dainted with pretty maidens around.
A song from The Half Room. The Half Room, our featured album today. That was called Lisbon. It's also known in the folk music world as William and Nancy's Parting. We'll have time, I think, for one more from the featured album. Again, Pauline Scanlon, Nicola Joyce, Owen Wynne and Fabian Joyce are the main members of this band, with a focus very strongly on songs. They're joined occasionally by Alex Borthwick, who plays organ, synthesizers, electric guitar, piano, and on one track, trombone. Now, Blowzabella. This was a kind of supergroup in England for a while. It turned into a big production. This is a track from their album, Octamento. This is Oliver's and Two Beers.
Thank you.
Yes, very frenetic. Oliver's and Two Beers, the track is called, from the group Blowzabella. From, where's this lot from? Connecticut, I think. Yes, Sharon, Connecticut. That's where the record label is from, and that's where two of the main members of this group, called the New Golden Ring, were from. And here's a song called Few Days.
Well, I pitch my tent on this campground. Few days, few days. And I give old Satan another round. I am going home. I can't stay in these diggings. Few days, Lord, I can't stay in these diggings. And I am going home. Although I like the diggings here. Few days, I won't stay here another year. And I am going home. I can't stay in these diggings. Few days, Lord, I can't stay in these diggings. And I am going home. 4 years I labored in cold ground. Few days, and now at last I'm homeward bound. I am going home. I can't stay in these diggings. Few days, Lord, I can't stay in these diggings. And I am going home. I'm going home to stay a while. Few days, before I go, I'll plant a smile. And I am going home. I can't stay in these diggings. Few days, Lord, I can't stay in these diggings. And I am going home. These banking thieves I will not trust. Few days, but with me take my little dust. And I am going home. I can't stay in these diggings. Few days, Lord, I can't stay in these diggings. And I am going home. My mother, she has gone before. Few days, I'll meet her there at Glory's door. And I am going home. I can't stay in these diggings. Few days, Lord, I can't stay in these diggings. And I am going home. So I pitch my tent on this campground. Few days, old Satan another round. And I am going home. I can't stay in these diggings. Few days, Lord, I can't stay in these diggings. And I am going home.
And I see it in the television. Everybody's worried about a World War III. Here I am, a single boy, unemployed and everything. Somebody better stop and worry about me.
Can't you just see me now, Gene? Up, chest down, up to people all day through.
Everybody seems to be worried about some another. Who's gonna worry about Private John Q? Disheartened and trying to even think about it. Heaven knows it's hard to keep letting it get me down. But I'll stand proud when everybody else will be here, running helter-skelter for the shelter on the ground.
Can't you just see me now, chin up, chest down, up to people all day through?
Everybody seems to be worried about some other. Who's gonna worry about Private John Q? Used to sit and dream of traveling, the lots of foreign countries and sightseeing tours. The way things look, better stop saving money, maybe go free, sponsored by a third world war.
Can't you just see me now, chin up, chest down, up to people all day through?
Everybody seemed to be worried about some other. Who's gonna worry about Private John Q?
seem to be a word about some other who's gonna worry about Private John Q.
Song written by Roger Miller, sung there by the New Lost City Ramblers. Private John Q, how prescient. Time for a couple more, I think. We will try one more from the featured album first. Now, this is called Foreign Lander. I've played versions of it before. It comes from, it was collected in Kentucky, although it could have come from anywhere before that. It was collected from Ballas W. Ritchie, who happened to be the father of the wonderful Gene Ritchie, and Ballas Ritchie's cousin, Jason Ritchie. So those fellows, as I said, from Kentucky. Before that, though, probably from England or Scotland or both or whatever. But here, the Half Room, deliver it, Foreign Lander.
I've been a foreign lander for 7 years or more. Among the brave commanders, where wild beasts howl and roar, I've conquered all my enemies on land and on the sea. But you, my dearest jewel, your beauty has conquered me. I can't build a ship of love without the wood of trees. The ship would burst asunder if I prove false to thee. If ever I prove false love, flying from pine to pine. She's mourning for her own love, the way I'm born for mine. I lie awake all in the night, I see the shining stars.
Garden cakes, we'll toast the prune. We'll does the canny camerken. garden. Blythe, blythe and merry was she, blythe was she, but in bed all wheel she looked at Hoytel and looked to see her tuffet hen. She looked the lagard wheel and looked but ways my head, my cash was done. Ah, for the tie had quenched my truth and laid was I upon my shoe. Blythe, blythe and merry was she, blythe was she, but in bed all wheel she looked at Hoytel and looked to see her tuffet hen. Had three times timmed the stoup, and Danny's chapping new begun. It started to ease up our hopes, young and away his cutty gun. Life, life, and merry was she, life was she, but in bed all wheel she knew the quite well, and looked to see her tuffet head. Till dawn and we nearly did burn. But I, the cleanest drink out, it was Andra away his cutty gun. Life, life and merry was she, life was she, but in bed all wheels she knew the high gel and looked to see her tappet hen. I hae been east, I hae been west, I hae been far beyond the sun, but the blithest lad of dead I spied was Andra away his cutty gun. Life, life and merry was she, life was she, but in bed all and live to see her tuffet hen. Life, life and merry was she, life was she, but in bed all wheels she knew the pike gel and live to see her tuffet hen. Life, life and merry was she, life was she, but in bed all wheels she knew the pike gel and live to see her tuffet hen.
Ooh, blithe, blithe was she. Siobhan Miller taking the lead vocals on that one with her compatriot Gina Leslie from their terrific album called Shadows Tall. I leave you with some music from Poitou in France, a group called La Rousine, and this is the Marchoise Rousse. No, what is it? Suite de Maraîchine. Maraîchine, that's a breed of cattle from the Loire region of France. So they're obviously very jolly cattle. Thank you for your company. This has been Come All Ye. We'll do it again soon. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now. Been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by me, Bruce Cameron, 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2MCE.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts of the program.